Good morning. My name is Ali. My friends call me Ali G. That's my full name. I'm a PhD candidate at Indiana University in health behavior. Hopefully I'll be graduating soon in a few months. Today my presentation is about using theory to further study HPV vaccination among college students. Since I only have 15 minutes, I'm gonna move faster through the background and methodology and focus on results and discussion. As you all probably know, HPV infection is a major public health concern. About 20 million people in the United States are infected by HPV, and about 6.2 million new people are getting infected every year. Women under the age of 25 are at higher risk for HPV infection, and their typical prevalence of infection is about 28 to 46%. HPV is a leading cause of cervical cancer and genital warts. As you probably know, Gardasil vaccine has been approved by the FDA for mostly for women between the ages of 19 to 26 since 2006, and is mostly effective when used prior to sexual initiation. It protects women against four common strains of HPV, which account for 70% of cancer-causing strains and 90% of genital warts. So it's a pretty effective vaccine. Previous research has mostly focused on parental acceptance of STIs, like STI vaccinations, as well as healthcare providers. And there's little research done on theory-based approach to further study college women, women between the ages of 18 to 26. College women are high risk of getting infected by STIs compared to general population. In terms of vaccination, some other studies have done that reported less than half of college women are reporting that they received the vaccine, and even less of those, they have received all three shots. So women are supposed to receive all three shots within a few months, and not everyone is getting all three shots. Also, it's important to study college with females because the first time they're on their own before they go to college, usually the parents make decisions for them, and this is probably the first time in their life that they're making decisions on their own about their health. Therefore, the goal of this study was to find out why college females between the ages of 18 to 23, they intend to go to their doctor to get the HPV vaccine. So the specific behavior is the intention to go to their doctor to ask for the HPV vaccine. It's different than actually getting the vaccine. It's just their intention to go to get the vaccine. And we are hoping through this elicitation process to develop a comprehensive reason action approach quantitative survey to further study this population. The methodology for this elicitation, we chose a convenient sample of college females recruited from college health courses at a large Midwestern university, and students received gift cards for their participation, $20 gift cards for their participation. We had both open-ended and closed-ended items on the survey, including items such as demographics, their knowledge and awareness about the HPV vaccine, how they heard about the HPV vaccine, if they want to receive it or not, have they received it, how many shots they received, and if they want to get the vaccine, where would they go? If they want to get information, where would they go? And some questions about their health insurance coverage to gain further insight into their decision making. We had some open-ended questions, six open-ended questions to ask about the consequences, negative and positive consequences of going to the doctor to ask for the HPV vaccine. as well as asking for who would approve or disapprove of them going to their doctor, and some perceptions of their barriers and facilitators that they may have to go to the doctor. As you can see, this is the latest version of reason action approach, and this theory, what it's telling you is that the intention to the behavior is the immediate determinant of predicting the behavior, and more proximal determinants that determine or predict intention are attitudes towards the action, which in this case is going to be their attitudes towards going to the doctor to get the vaccine, the perceived norms. What this new approach is introducing is about descriptive norm, which asks students or asks the participants, other people like them, what are they doing? What would they do? Besides the fact that people who are important to them, what they expect them to do, as well as their self-efficacy. So under hard circumstances, or if they have barriers, how likely is it that they overcome them? And it's important to mention before I go further, for this reason action approach, it's important to determine what are the salient reference, what are the salient circumstances, what are the salient facilitators and barriers. And that's why after collecting the data, we went through continent analysis, we determined what are some of the similar responses, what are some of the responses that are different, we categorized them, we looked at the literature, we discussed it amongst us, and we came up with some categories that are more similar and did frequency analysis on that. The results of this study, you can see that the majority of the participants were white. Most of them, about 70% of them, were either freshmen or sophomore. And as you can see, their age is 18 to 20, mostly, but we had individuals 18 to 23. About 93% of the population, they have heard about the vaccine. About 75% of them, at least, they've received one shot. But as you can see, only 53% of them, they have received all three shots. So those individuals may be in the process of, other individuals may be in the process of receiving other shots, or they may not complete their shots due to financial problems or other reasons that I will talk later. How they heard about the vaccine, as you can see here, mostly through media, television, or other media such as radio, newspaper, through their healthcare providers, and a lot of them, they heard it through their mothers. And you can see this recurring theme that the mothers and healthcare providers keep coming up in different part of the results section. And where they would get their information, if they want further information to see where they would go to get the vaccine, what are the benefits, what are the disadvantages of the vaccine, most of them, they said, 88% of them, they said they would go to their healthcare provider. That's another thing. The second one was a little surprising, because with the development of internet technology, you see that people or this generation are seeking information through the internet. So that has, I think, for public health professionals, an important implication that I'll talk later. Some of the perceived consequences of them going to the doctor to ask for the vaccine, mostly was about protection. So they perceived that it would protect them about HPV or cervical cancer, but you can still see 50% or 30% of them, they believe that. And the other one was about the doctor, that how comfortable they feel with the doctor, how the doctor is going to be honest with them, or the doctor is going to provide a recommendation for them. Some of the disadvantages, which is pretty common with other vaccinations as well, they were worried about the side effects, the vaccine is going to be painful, cost too much, or feeling of embarrassment, or consuming too much time. We did not have too many people who were disapproving of the vaccine, but people who were approving of the vaccine, their mothers, parents, family members, friends, doctors. Some facilitators that students perceive that they will get them through the this process was the fact that they should, if they know that it's going to help them and improve their health, and again, going back to their health insurance, they were worried about costs. They were concerned that if their insurance is going to cover that, and again, going back to the healthcare provider, that knowing that the doctor is going to be knowledgeable or accurate, knowing that they're going to feel comfortable with the doctor, and if they're going to get social support from their moms or not. And some barriers that they mention, again, common with other vaccination as well, taking too much time, costing too much, and feeling of embarrassment. So, what are the conclusions of our study? The conclusion is that the theory-based approach, we thought that it was very effective, and as I mentioned earlier, we are approaching this from a multi-component approach. So we are doing this elicitation to develop, and we already developed, and we are in the process of collecting data with a 100-item questionnaire to gain further insight into the proximal and some of the more distal determinants of this behavior. And also, we want to figure out some implications about interventions, some possible interventions for this population. And the more we discussed amongst us and we looked at the results, we realized that the social ecological model may be an appropriate framework to look at this issue, because you can see that there are different determinants that impact behavior. Intrapersonal determinant, which is more perception of college students. Interpersonal, which includes their family members, their friends, their healthcare provider. Organizational, which they mention a lot during the results about the health, university health center, and the community and policy, which includes the social norms aspect of it and insurance coverage. So some implications we think that the health educators should focus on informing women about benefits of the HPV vaccine and talking about some side effects, addressing the fact that they don't have to see a doctor to receive the vaccine in terms of time constraints. Focusing on provider is also important. That's another dimension of our research. We are interviewing healthcare providers, doing some in-depth interview with them to find out about their self-efficacy, to talk to bring up the this sensitive issue to college students, as well as I think the role of mothers keep coming up during this results section in terms of approving or getting information, or in terms of receiving the social support. As a facilitator, I think mothers can be utilized in interventions as natural helpers to help their daughters to get more information or convince them to get the vaccine. And lastly, it's important, since this generation are going to the internet to receive information, to design interventions that educate college students about reliable sources of information on the internet. So we had some limitations in our study. Because we recruited women from women's health courses, maybe those women are more knowledgeable about this issue, or they may have a higher rate of vaccination, so the results may not be generalizable to all women. And we had some incomplete responses, so we had to drop some people, and the sample unfortunately lacked racial diversity. We are trying through this latest data collection to include college students from other races as well. Thank you for your time.